meeting, and we do roll call. Or on the table, or the show, or whatever. Do we have any public comment? Is there anyone?
No hands raised.
No hands raised. Is there anyone on the telephone, on Zoom? Is there anyone?
No.
And is there anyone in the room that would like to make a public comment? And with that, we will close public comment. Go to consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Aye.
Second.
Second, votes.
Director Kabuto?
Aye.
Director Garrett?
Aye. And now, we will have an update from Monica Gallo, our Parks and Landscape Director.
Aye, everyone. While Kelly's pulling up the PowerPoint, I will give you an update that happened after everything was submitted on the pool. So we're really excited to let...
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh.
I know, I'm excited.
We're really excited to let you know that our scheduled movie night for July 24th, we are now turning into a Flick and Flow. So that we've got enough staff to do that. So I think, so it's movie night, and you know, Flick and Flow is up. You flick and you float. So we have that, and then we've got 10 lifeguards now. So what we're gonna go ahead and do, and everything got posted on social media today on the website, is kids go back to school the last week of July or first of August, whatever it is. But we're gonna go ahead and open swim lessons for those 2 weeks. It's July 13th to the 16th, and the 20th to the 23rd or 4th, I think. So that is all out already on social media, and we're gonna go ahead and do it for those two weeks before school starts back up. See what kind of interest we get, if the weather holds up, if the community comes out and classes fill up, and if it does, we'll just kind of keep rolling with it until the weather turns.
Would it be too much of a burden to ask you to send that to me about the lessons? I just got asked that.
The app?
Yeah, the dates of this, so I can forward on.
Yeah, it's July 13th. Or what, you want me to forward you the actual?
Then I can just forward it over here, if that's no trouble.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, perfect.
Is it the flyer? Did it change at all? Okay, I'll just forward it to you.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Thank you very much.
Out of curiosity, the 10 lifeguards you have, are any brand new to us, or are they all people that we've had before?
Both. Probably 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've got 5 new and about 5 returning.
That's good. New people are good.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's getting us through. Adding the swim lessons also is not going to change the hours for whatever the free adult lap swim. That's going to stay the same for right now. The water aerobics will stay the same. Rec swim will stay the same. We're just now adding this to our aquatics lineup. So then with that, I'll go ahead, and this is a little peek at what we've been doing for the month of June. So I thought it might be nice to put a little did you know facts about us and what the landscape department does. Because I think a lot of people, it's one thing if you drive around and see, but when you kind of see it in numbers, that we mow in detail nearly 25 acres of turf. And this is, again, keeping in mind 3 people that do all this. 3.5.
I didn't know it was 25 acres. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Maintain the community center, which includes the 12 pickleball courts, tennis courts, the swimming pool, the small and large dog park. So keeping those things going, making sure the pool is swept, the levels of the chlorine and such are going well. That's done every day, multiple times a day. We have 5 parks. And within that includes 7 play structures, a splash pad, the soccer goal posts, basketball emptying all the trash and dog waste receptacles, which doesn't sound like much, but it takes one person approximately 6 hours a week to do that, which takes away from more landscaping that we can be doing. We maintain approximately 7,950 square feet of shrub beds all throughout town. And I want to keep up, and that's the next one, irrigation repairs and leaks to all parks and streetscapes. So when you see those numbers in acres of turf and shrub beds, that's one person that's taking care of all of the irrigation leaks, broken pipes, troubleshooting, everything for that. On top of any capital improvement projects that we have remaining current every year, the county ag comes up, department comes out, we retrain, they inspect us. If we don't pass inspection, we don't get to spray weeds, pesticides, and then every month I submit our logs and our reports to them. So I just kind of wanted to give you another picture of what is involved in everything.
The three individuals that you refer to, so with that, who?
That would be Connor, Fernando, and Anthony.
Okay.
And then Luis is solely irrigation. And I think I said last time we could really use three Luises with as many leaks as there is. And then I get out and pull weeds and do that kind of thing, as does Matt. Matt, most recently, has been, he's been out there for weeks now, for the most part, by himself, taking down Bixler from, he started at the end near Old River School, and working his way down. But I showed you a map at the last meeting, how long that stretches and how long that takes. It would take a crew of three more than a month straight just to clean that up. So as we're doing that, unfortunately, weeds are popping up all over places in town because we can't keep pulling off one place to then nothing's getting done.
But at one point, though, you had mentioned that you were cross-training the guys on the irrigation system so you could have multiple people doing repairs if necessary.
Yeah,
is that kind of still your plan?
That's Matt and Luis.
Okay.
So Matt is also doing, on top of that and anything I throw at him, he's also doing irrigation when he can. And both Matt and Luis are becoming our experts in that new weather track smart irrigation system that we put into our parks.
But at this point, though, as far as our budget's concerned, there's no more opportunity. The budget's full as far as bringing
it
everything out. So.
Yeah, it is. We're a solid, strong, great team. But I think it's important for you to know that. So when we do hear kind of chatter on the outside about weeds, you can, and the, I don't remember if it's the, I have a slide in here that will show you what the schedule looks like for the month and why other areas we can't get to.
Is there any update? I think it's the county that takes care of that one part of Highway 4 by the Suntex homes.
No, that would be us as well.
That would be us. Yeah, but they pay for it, don't they?
It's their budget, yes.
Okay. Is
but
that
we do it.
Is that happening anytime soon?
It was just done.
Oh, when?
Mm-hmm. Early May. The whole thing was just done in early May.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I said, and that's Zone 57,
mm-hmm.
which does not have money. So if we were to spend as much time as constantly needs to be there, that park would not, we would run out of money to just mow the lawn.
We just went by and I wonder if we got looking at that fast. Okay.
Next slide, please. So here is the what our month of June looks like. So you'll see again every Monday is the trash. And then on our non-mow weeks, which isn't even still because on our non-mow weeks, we're still mowing, but it's just the way we refer to it, because the community center, the dog park in Cornell, they need to be mowed every week. We can't skip a week on those. So that then limits the amount of streetscape work we can do. And then when we have a Friday or a weekend where there might be a rental at Cornell Park, as you can see in that first Friday, it takes somebody about 4 hours to really power wash the tables real well and the bathrooms and get everything tidy. Bixler at the end, like I was just mentioning, and then we did a big cleanup, which took about 3 weeks inside Regatta Park, because I wanted to rush and get that done for the end of the fiscal year, while there was kind of still some payroll money on the table with the county, so that was the priority. So we started on Newport, but had to pull off once we knew. It's a real juggle, just to make sure that we're staying within of the budget that the county gives us.
And I assume the money doesn't roll over to the following year, so, no?
It does not.
Got it. That is
a
juggle.
And we found out in the budget for 26-27 is staying exactly as it was for all their zones. There's been no increase. Yet the cost of everything keeps going up.
Well, that's good that you're managing that stuff to make sure we don't lose out on something that the county's providing. So.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was going to let that happen. Next slide, please. So just want to show you, I wish the picture really did it. If you go out there, when you're standing in front of it, but the picture on the left, you can see where the trees are hanging low. Lifting them is what it's called when you lift those hanging branches and clean out all the shrubbery. You can kind of see off to the side, there was a lot of overgrown bushes that we completely took down. That does take longer to do, but it grows back very quickly. So it will looks much better. And then the next slide. This is the work that Matt is doing down on Bixler, those oleanders, as you can see, that are like encroaching onto the sidewalk there. They are, in some areas, probably 9 feet tall, and just big, bushy, walking sidewalks on that crazy, crazy road where people speed by. So that has been a priority so that people can walk safely on the sidewalk so you can see the progress that's being done there. And then the next slide. This has not changed. This is just a reminder. And again, this was put in before we had the update that I just gave you, so we will get that updated. And the next one. Just some pictures of one of our weekends. You can kind of see the number of people that show up. This is and just a snapshot, but wanted to give you an idea of what it looks like here on the weekend. And same thing, this didn't change. And just kind of, unless you want to see something different, I'd like to keep that up so folks can see it, that maybe are joining us for the first time and they can see what we offer. And then our movie lineup, which again, the July 24th will now still be Hoppers, but it will be Look and Float as well.
Is it?
Any questions?
We need to get like Star Wars or Indiana Jones. It's probably cost money though, huh?
No, you know what? I'm trying to think. I think we did those. I can look at the list, but and it's some of those movies are like 3 hours long, and we can't run them quite that long. By the time, especially in the summer when it's not dark till 9 o'clock.
So the Godfather's out then.
We tried to stick it around a 90-minute
movie. It's like a terror movie.
Wait, what did you say?
The Godfather's out.
Oh, yeah, that would be out.
Yeah. Or 1, 2, and 3, all at the same time.
They're all done.
12 a.m. to 6
a.m. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
Great update. Thank you.
Very well.
All right, and now we will have a discussion about the possible recommendation regarding Summer Jam.
Okay, I'll invite Lisa Combs to come on up and whoever you like.
No, we already have that. So you don't have to present that again.
Okay, the only thing you wanted was a copy of the new flyer that showed it. That's on here. But I said I would email it, and I promised I will.
Okay, yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, that would be great. And then, now there was a number of
So as far as the entrance, there will be a junk and I walked through the community again, or through here once again, and there is room for three lines, we'll call it, or we'll have it roped off, so there will be three consecutive spots where there will be one security guard, one person to check ID, and one person to collect the money. And everyone will get a wristband, no matter if they are 21 or of age to drink. It'll be a different color wristband for alcohol, but that way it also will alleviate the line at the beverage counter, whatever. We will also have online, so they'll be able to go online and purchase their tickets. So we're, like I said before, that will also alleviate the line at the front. But we'll have three lines. They will go into one, just walking through. They'll show the wristband and they will leave. So we think that'll help.
We're going to angle them out in the down. So we're, you know,
they'll be out of the parking lot.
Yeah, they won't be in the parking lot.
As far as unruly,
mm-hmm.
That'll be up to the security guard, the security company. We will have 8 security guards. There will be, like I said, one at each station going in. Once that depletes and there's not, the line is not as long, they will go and go to their other stations. There'll be one out in the parking lot with line volunteers as well. And to take care of the parking, hopefully there's no parking issues.
Mm-hmm.
We will also have a guard, I'm gonna call them guards, security people, one at each side of the stage. We will have two, one over by the pool, one over by the pickleball area, and we'll also have two volunteers in between each of the guards, security guards. As far as unruly, I called them. They said hopefully there's not. They have pepper spray. Hopefully that won't be used. There will not be any weapons of any sort.
Of course.
I just wanted to make that sure what type of security we have here.
Yeah.
So, make sure.
No, but as far as somebody who's unruly has been overserved, do they know how to handle that?
So, first of all, in the ABC, when you have to take your
test
right, for the board, they teach you that as well as what to look for. So I'm hoping that our Lion members will also be aware. Debbie Finnegan will be there to also address any issues of overpouring or that sort of thing, you know, making sure that everyone behaves. So, I don't believe we've ever had a problem before with pouring and giving someone over the amount, have we, Brian?
There's been alcohol-related incidents, whether it was consumed here or previous to coming, I don't know.
Right.
You know, or a combination of both.
Right. So
yeah.
How do you, just like a bar, how does a bartender assess when to cut them off? So it's just an experience. And no, we're not, as Lions, we're not, you know, a bartender. But I think we've all consumed enough alcohol between to know this.
And believe it or not, with all, even though there's gonna be a lot of people there, we know the people that keep coming back, you know.
That is true.
Keep an eye out. We really do.
Questions?
Oh, I don't have any questions. I mean, at the last meeting, the only item really was still outstanding, or the big item was the use fee, and staff has come back, and I don't know if you saw the staff report.
No.
So they came back with $37.50 would be the charge for the facility.
$3,750.
Which,
is that what it was? I wanted to know what it was also from the last prior years.
It was a contribution. So it was a donation from the town. It was a donation from the town.
From the Lions to the town.
Okay. So you're saying this year there'll be a charge of $3,750? A approximately?
There's some fundamental changes. One, it's no longer a public event, now it's a private event, so.
It's public, it's out to the community.
With the charge, with the entrance fee, which makes, so, if someone doesn't wanna pay it, are you gonna let them in for free?
No, but it's still public.
But it's, you're charging to, for an entrance fee, so.
I guess I'm confused by that. If you go to a concert, it's public,
With the ticket.
With a ticket.
Well, okay, I don't wanna get into dynamics. So in the previous years, it was donated, the donation was, one of the donations was because there was a board member that was running the event and putting it on behalf of the community.
That was you?
That was me.
Okay.
So.
Last year, or in the prior years, so what you're saying is because we are gonna be making approximately $6,000, just recovering our expenses is all we're doing.
I'm not saying anything, I'm saying.
So.
At this point, the Lions Club's come to the town and say, hey, we want the facility usage.
Yes.
And the committee has sent, has tasked staff to come back with a number that will be the rental number for that. So it's no different than any other organizations asking us to come and rent the facilities.
Okay, so I just don't understand what the difference is between you and us doing it. I mean, I understand we're charging, but, and we're on the board, so, on the Lions board, so, and I'm not trying to argue anything, I'm just.
No, I know, you're just.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you said that you were last year a board member, meaning you. So I guess because you were a board member, you weren't charged, the Lions wasn't charged?
So the history of the event, just to put things in perspective, going back 10 years ago, the Lions Club approached the town and said, hey, we got this idea, we wanna do a free community concert and we'll split the proceeds. And that's kinda how it went for many years, except the proceeds never materialized because the event was more expensive than what the net was. At a certain point, the town said, hey, listen, we really don't wanna be actively involved in this event. And at the time, the town was providing staff resources to help facilitate the event. So the town backed out from that and said, hey, we don't wanna be involved, but we'll still donate the facility for your use, and that went for many years. And then last year, when I thought that the event was going away because I was no longer gonna be involved in it, if someone else wanted to pick it up and then champion it, that's fine, but.
Well, and also there's, you know, some of our staff is gonna be working now, so we need to recoup, you know, what we're paying.
Right, a lot of the liability.
I totally understand.
So in the past, my presence at the event was the town representation. So now without, you know, since I'm not gonna be.
So you're referring to yourself as on the board of the town, not on the board of the Lions.
That is correct, that's correct.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so you were worth $3,750?
I'm not worth anything.
I'm joking.
Sort of.
So my request was, if you remember, that I understand that we weren't charged anything last year or the prior year, but there was still a charge, but you decided not to charge us. How many people were there? How many employees? That's what I asked, and so I don't have that answer. So $3,700.
$3,750. You have the use of the facility. You have all the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get the office or the room there, so the band has a spot to use. There'll be some staff here to make sure the facilities are being protected.
So some staff. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm asking for numbers.
So I'm not going to give you the dollar amount for the employees, but the usage. But if you want to break, you could certainly take our use facility fees and add them up. Now this is a little bit different because we're closing the pool, so there's a fee for closing the pool and the lack of revenue. You have the whole parking lot. You have basically the whole facility, except for the use of the inside of the building, except for the one room.
Okay. So use of the pool. I'm sorry, not Ryan. I'm not trying to be. No
again.
So there's no use of the pool. Absolutely. But what time does the pool close on a Saturday?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
No. You can close it for the whole day?
Oh, you mean typically when we're open on the weekends? At 6 o'clock.
Oh.
So it's open until 6 o'clock.
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Okay, all right. Okay, so $3,700. A little disappointed in that, but okay, I guess we have to accept that. We have no choice, right?
There's no formula behind this. It's just you add up the staff, I mean the use fee for the building and the facilities, that's the cost.
So we just need to write the choices. I get that. Okay. Alrighty. Alright. Is there anything else that you need from us?
No, the only thing I was going to mention to you as far as just a couple of recommendations, and again, you could utilize or not utilize this. In the past, here's where I had problems. We're number 7 is the entrance to the pickleball court area.
So
you have,
just to let you know, we've changed this a little bit. We would like to have the bathrooms where number 3 is. Can I write it over to you? Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I have a copy. So basically, we've had it this time, right?
Thanks.
Yeah. So we thought that it would be best to have the bathrooms where number 3 is, where we're going to have better row.
We're not going to do that. We're going to do like you normally do with the bathrooms.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I just, the only thing I would recommend, again, you don't have to do any of this stuff, is in the past, I've always had problems with the tennis courts and the pickleball courts, kids going over there and playing because they're bored. And we had one court ripped apart one time or damaged. So if you're going to have effort trying to block areas up, that would be an area I'd focus on.
The bathrooms.
Well, I use the bathrooms just to block off the people from going back there.
Right. Okay.
But I just meant the 7 by the tennis courts and the pickleball.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
I got one.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Those are garbage cans. Those are number 7 is garbage cans.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm thinking as you're talking, there is another gate over there.
That's my thought.
But here's what I'm kind of thinking in my brain. If there's an event, an emergency, I don't see how possible you get people to even know there's another entrance or exit over there. They'd have to navigate trees and, I mean, there's all kinds of obstacles that, to me, that wouldn't make any sense.
So we'll ignore
going straight out the double gate here, it makes more sense to me. But, again, I'm not an expert.
But it's something, I don't want to say
anything,
but you have to be practical.
It's a concern. Monica, have we ever had 2 exits?
Yeah, the big difference now, that would be, and that's one of the reasons why we've been saying for a while, this isn't, to be very honest, and it's up to the board, this facility and that event has grown so large that this isn't the best spot for it to be. That's just my opinion, because you can't even get to that back gate now going down this side, which would have been the safest because of the building. You can't, it's completely blocked off. The other way around is where all of the band members typically park. So you're gonna be, people, it's dark, it is not safe to have people running back there. So your best bet would be to leave those, the double gates open.
Oh, they will be open?
They will be open.
Okay, that's,
oh, no, I'm sorry, Miss, wait, what are you asking?
I did not know that they were gonna be open.
Well, that's a part of your plan, right? That's however you're gonna wanna do it. This is just because I've done it before.
Okay.
One recommendation, but it's Lions Club event.
Well, no. So I only thought that that little area was
no,
they would be open for the vendors to get in.
Uh-huh.
They would close it again, but so that whole area where the gates will be open?
I feel that's the safest,
okay.
The safest bet is to have, so long as you have, so we have stood there, staff, when the town was involved,
mm-hmm.
because I was here for everyone and worked all of it.
Okay.
I ran everywhere, but there was always a staff member from our general manager to our part-time staff. We were fully staffed here. Nobody ever left that gate to make sure that nobody drove in, because that's another, you have so many pedestrians, and you'll find with vendors, that's why we started to do away with it, because the vendors want to go, but they have to walk everything in and out. They can't drive back here,
right.
And when the food trucks want to leave, it becomes
they
bottleneck.
Can't. They're going to be last.
They
will be last.
But that's the, you have
right.
to have, you're going to leave the double ones open and the pedestrian one. Do you know what I mean by
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You cannot let somebody leave that spot. You have to have multiple people. We would
yes.
have three people there from the minute people showed up until it closed.
And as far as the band stuff goes,
mm-hmm.
they're bringing in the stuff and then they're hoping to be there. The band will be there.
Yeah.
So there won't be anything, just so you know, on the side, but like where you guys normally have the cars or whatever for the band.
Yeah, they stayed parked back there because they won't be able to get in to start tearing down until everybody's gone. So
right.
now you have people standing around doing nothing. So with their vehicles and their, I don't know how they're coming in, but they would pull in, because they get here early,
yeah.
typically, right? So then they set up and stay back there. So it gets very crowded back there, but then when the event is over and as people are trickling out, they're starting their tear down, they don't have to wait to now drive their vehicles back there to let all the pedestrians move. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So,
okay.
If I could summarize, since I've done this enough time. What's gonna happen is the band's typically gonna show up about 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock range. You have sound check, and then when they go out, 5:36, 7?
6:30.
6:30, okay, yeah. So you probably do sound check from 3 to 5:30 is sound check time. Band's gonna arrive prior to sound check. They can, the double gates will be open. They can drive all the way to the back. They stay on the concrete. They can drop their equipment off, and then they can make their right turn and park under the trees behind the pool. Where you wanted to do your bouncy house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bouncy. Oh, yeah, yes. But on the side of the road.
Right. And so those vehicles, the stage guys, they'll park all the way back there, which creates a roadblock anyway. So no one can really get past anyway. So.
Okay.
And at the end of the night, they load up and
right.
leave.
All right.
I guess that's it. Unless you
do
something else.
Still not happy with
just to make sure I'm not missing something. So the agenda with everything came out last Friday, correct? As normal? With the staff report. Okay. Okay.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I just was a little surprised that you hadn't read over what the staff.
I've been on vacation. I just got back last night. Can
you
see
go.
My forehead? I'm all burned.
And you didn't want to read the staff while you were on vacation?
I know, right? It
I know.
No.
What vacation is that?
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay. All right. No, absolutely.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I apologize, but I will read it.
No. Yeah.
So
I just want to make sure everybody understands, everybody is, and this goes smooth. So.
Okay. Can you tell me what to expect for this next meeting? Or what, besides besides what's on the agenda, I don't think, I mean, this next meeting is for the public, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that.
So what happens basically at the next meeting, when your agenda item comes up, you come back up to the board, because the other three board members had not heard from you. You don't have to go into the whole, you know, just, if you want to, if you don't want to, but.
How long do you get?
As much time as you want. By 10 o'clock, probably start getting a little anxious to get out of here about that, if it goes that long. But you'll have your chance to address the board, and then they'll ask for our, you know, recommendations from the committee, and go from there, so.
And I want to just mention from staff's perspective, it's, we've been doing, it is a great event. We just always want to make sure that every, because we've been doing it so long, that all the safety issues are, there are reasons why.
Sure.
We never say no to say no, that's no fun.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to have a good time, but we have to make sure we're doing what we are to protect the residents, the property, and, you know, because we've been doing it a long time. So I just want to make sure that, you know, you understand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Usually I'm very prepared, I apologize for not being as, and will we find out tonight?
Yeah, we both.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Do you guys go away on a, like a?
In the jury room?
Oh, no.
Or do you vote yes, yes, yes?
Right in front of you.
No, we sit here, right?
Oh, right, like, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, I appreciate it.
Thank you. But, yeah, do take the time and read through the whole stuff, so you're.
All right, I will be prepared.
Wonderful.
Sorry.
But Lisa, let you know, I did fight for you to get the room, so that was not on the, an option.
I appreciate that, thank you.
And I fought for you because you need the room for the event, and not because of the reasons of county money, the band needs the room.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they're just.
I also think it's a safe place to count money, too. We did that for the last event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, or you could put it into a bank envelope and take it to someone's house, you know, and do it to someone, too. Anyways.
No, you're right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Right.